that that you know that sort of pervading body of rapture can it seems to take the mind away from the meditation object. It's a much more diffuse focus than just the breathing in and out at the abdomen.
Well, if you're using it to distract it or getting caught in the distraction, then yes, it's going to be diffuse. But if you're using it to settle and kind of pervade, because it's inevitable that there's a just the nature of attention is again, it's not disjoint. There's always going to be a primary object and a secondary recognition of so that sometimes we feel that that anything that is impinging on our noting of a particular object is extraneous, but it's not extraneous, it's natural, so that we end up in this kind of argument with ourselves, trying to dismiss an act of mind which is quite ordinary. So that it's just is that, and then the so that when one is using whatever your primary object is, and then it's being supported by the well-being and integration of the other aspects of subsidiary aspects of awareness, then it works together. So that there's I think it's important to reflect on our assumptions of what we think we need to do in order to be concentrated. Because sometimes we actually block the ability of the mind to really settle by trying to clarify the object too much. And neglect to recognize, oh, well, it's actually natural. And when it's integrated with integrated with the feeling of well-being and kind of, relaxation, tranquility within the body and the mind, then there's the transitions to the mind settling and stabilizing are much more fluid and facilitated.
Was that kind of integration of all those experiences part of what leads to also the unification?
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, that's how and how Ajahn Chah in the reading that I gave, and how he talked about it, of how it's easy for one to get a doubt, because that a kakata. I mean, fortunately, in the English language, I mean, it's that it's being translated as unification of mind, which the previous translations were one-pointed, and again feeds that assumption of, well, one-pointed should be one thing; it shouldn't have other things in it. But the unification is integration, balance. Everything working together, so that there's not that disharmony, so that the different factors of awareness, that application of mind, how's that Ajahn Jeff translated? No, of vitakka and vichara. Evaluation, yeah. Directed thought and evaluation. So those are not a disruption to unification of mind. Those are a part of the unification of mind, or how they have, well, it has piti and sukha as well. So you think, well, should should only have one thing. Well, it's not that way. It works together and harmonizes. So there's a web of mental factors that work together to provide a base of support for clarity and well-being.